It is a Columbus Day 2025, and joining me right now is a gentleman that I've welcomed on the afternoon show, my afternoon show Monday through Fridays, 2 to 6 right here on WICC. Andre Domino is the guest. He heads the Italian-American One Voice Coalition. Andre, it's Paul here. Good morning, Andre, and happy Columbus Day. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Paul. Yes, happy Columbus Day to you, too.
And tell the morning audience, Andre, that might not be familiar with you and your organization, what is the goal and what is the stated purpose of the Italian-American One Voice Coalition?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Paul. Well, yeah, we're a nationwide organization that we're solely dedicated to defending Italian-American heritage and culture. You know, unfortunately, there's still a lot of stereotyping that goes on about Italian-Americans. And as you know, that there's attacks on our iconic symbol, Columbus. So today is a big day for us, and very pleased to be on with you on this important day.
And you must have been happy with what came out of the White House the other day, Mr. Trump signing a proclamation saying that as far as he was concerned, it is Columbus Day again.
Yeah, that was a great, great thing that we heard from the president. And, you know, to make it so crystal clear, unfortunately, last year or years before Joe Biden had said this, that it was also Indigenous Peoples Day, which a lot of states and cities have also said. We've got nothing against Indigenous people, but they actually deserve their own day. Don't divide people. Try to unify us. And actually, Paul, to that end, I'll give you some news. Mm-hmm. We actually formed an alliance with the Native American Guardians Association, which is an organization that defends Native Americans. And they join with us in saying, leave Columbus Day alone and let's celebrate Native Americans on another day. You know, October is Italian American Heritage Month and November is Native American Heritage Month. So we're actually united even on the calendar.
Andre, for people that may not know, and I was chatting about this yesterday, I got to be the honorary Grand Marshal of the Bridgeport Columbus Day parade yesterday, which was wonderful. We had a great turnout. The rain held off. But I was chatting about this point, Andre, that you always bring up with people yesterday about the origins of Columbus Day. Explain to people, because a lot of people don't understand, Andre, no matter how they feel about Columbus, why the federal government has a Columbus Day.
Well, it's actually a very interesting history and born out from the immigrant experience of Italian Americans. You know, the largest single-day lynching that ever occurred in this country was of 11 innocent Italian-Americans, which happened in New Orleans on March 14, 1891. And there was such an uproar over this that it almost brought the United States and Italy into war. And that's why on the 400th anniversary of Columbus' arrival in the New World, then-President Harrison declared the first Columbus Day, October 12, 1892, and had a massive parade in New York, and that was like an atonement or an apology to Italians and Italian-Americans. So it goes all the way back to that history. And then, of course, later on, it was made into a federal holiday, and which it still is. It still is a federal holiday. And that's why it's so important to us. You know, our ancestors and generations before us, this was really the welcoming of Italians to this part of the world. Before that, there was a lot of discrimination, denigration, mistreatment. And as I said, not only the 11 people lynched in New Orleans, but other lynchings that occurred. So it's got a lot of historic. Now, of course, Columbus united the continents, which was a massive achievement at the time. So if it wasn't for Columbus, this part of the world would not have the Western culture that we have now. So it's important not only for Italian Americans, but actually for all Americans.
Andre, respond to some of the people out there who I'm sure may be listening to us now saying, okay, yeah, but we hear allegedly of things he did back 500 years ago. We should not be honoring a guy like Columbus. I'm glad there's Indigenous Peoples Day. What would be your response to those folks?
Well, unfortunately, they're the puppets of a self-declared anarchist and Marxist that hated this country, Howard Zinn. In 1980, he published a textbook of American history, starting, of course, with Columbus, where he falsified a lot of facts about Columbus and also our founding fathers. And unfortunately, his book is still used in schools, and we've had now generations that have been brainwashed with these falsehoods. These have all been disproven by noted authors and scholars, especially someone like Rafael Ortiz, who's a person of Indigenous heritage himself, who's written four books defending Columbus against what Howard Zinn says. So don't fall for the falsehoods that are out there. What they said about Columbus is just not true. Of course, there were indignities and bad things that occurred after Columbus when other explorers and so forth came here. But this was not the land of the Garden of Eden. You know, the indigenous people were tough people. But we can't compare, people from 500 years ago to what's being done today. But nevertheless, it's false what they say about Columbus.
And finally, Andre, I know every time we've spoken during the afternoon show here, you've updated me and my listeners regarding various court cases, legal actions that your group has been taken or become part of with amicus briefs and all that. So what are some of the things legally that are going on connected to Columbus Day and Italian pride around the country?
Well, the one which you and I have spoken about a couple of times was the first federal lawsuit that we actually brought against West Orange, New Jersey, for taking down the Columbus Monument back in 2020 when there was all that crazy stuff going on with all the statues being torn down around the country. And we filed the first federal lawsuit, which is really a milestone lawsuit. And would you believe, Paul, that that is still pending in federal court? Yeah, and we've beaten back so many things. They tried to have it dismissed. We stopped that. They tried to say we didn't have standing. We achieved standing, which is very important. So we're hoping that this goes through. If it doesn't go through, we'll keep it going all the way to the Supreme Court. And there's been other cases that have been in Philadelphia and Baltimore and other places where suits have occurred after our initial milestone suit. So, we haven't won the war yet, but we're winning battles.
All right. The website, folks, if you want to go to it, it's IAOVC, the Italian American One Voice Coalition, IAOVC.org. Again, that is .org. Andre, good to speak with you. We chat at least once a year. Andre Domino. Andre, take care. Thanks again, and stay in touch, okay?
Great to be on with you, Paul. Happy Columbus Day.
And you as well. Thanks. Andre Domino, the Italian-American One Voice Coalition. Check it out, IAOVC.org.